records of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We alternate every other week. Don't forget to tune in. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. The show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy, been offering the best in vitamins, supplements, pharmacy, compounding pharmacy, and health and wellness information for the last 45 years. They're located right on West Cedar Lane across from NIH. So if you're local and tuning into the show and you've never been there, I highly encourage you to stop in. There is a wealth of information. Also, from now through March 10th, they're going to be having a big sale, 30% off of all their pathway products, 25% off of Zymogen, Thorn, Metagenics, and Nordic Naturals products. Those are really the top quality products that we offer at the store, some of the best ones in there, and getting 30% off is a huge discount. So time to stock up. Today, I am very excited for my show. I have a wonderful special guest, Dr. Walter Crinian. He's a naturopathic physician and has really, truly been one of the pioneers in the naturopathic community throughout the last 30 years of his practice. And very, very excited to have him on. We're going to be discussing a topic referred to as environmental medicine is one of the things we're going to talk about. Now, this is a term when I was in naturopathic school learning, when I first heard it, I didn't fully understand what it is. And Dr. Crinian, I think, is going to do a much better job of explaining the details, but what it relates to is the fact that we now live in a very toxic world. We have polluted oceans that are saturated with high levels of mercury and dioxins and other poisons. Our mercury concentration in our oceans and in our water supply is mainly driven by the burn-off from coal-burning power plants. So we like to have our electricity turned on, and we like to have our computers turned on and plenty of lights to turn on, but that does come with a price. We also know there's been an explosion of the use of different types of chemicals related to pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on our food that all end up in our water supply. The Industrial Revolution has also introduced many other chemicals used to produce plastics, degreasers. I mean, almost everything we touch or come in contact with these days has its root in some sort of synthetic basis, which is a new type of chemical to our environment. In the last 100 to 150 years with the Industrial Revolution, we have introduced thousands and thousands of chemicals into our environment and into our bodies that never existed before. So our bodies are going through this process of trying to understand how to use these things. And at this point, they're still toxins to us. And certain people, based on genetic predispositions, based on lifestyle habits, based on their risk factors for exposure, are going to have different health impacts associated with being exposed to these chemicals. You know, the funny thing is, there are material data sheets, I believe they're called, for every type of chemical that's out there, because the EPA or some type of government regulating body has to decide whether or not these chemicals are safe. Now, the majority of these chemicals that are being produced for industrial use are very poorly studied in human models. Oftentimes, it's only in animal models. So we have very little information about the long-term health effects. Now, the ones that we do have health effect information on, the reality is what we don't have any information on is what happens when you mix these chemicals into a soup and then introduce them to the body. And we believe, or we have a very, very strong basis to understand that when you mix these chemicals together and expose them to the body, their detrimental effects become not cumulative, but exponential, meaning that when you combine toxin A with toxin B, the end result is not the toxic result of A plus B. It may be A times B plus 100. So we really are putting our bodies at a huge amount of exposure risk these days, and we need people like Dr. Crinian leading the field to help us understand how we heal from toxic exposure and how we keep our bodies healthy in the face of all of these different chemicals. So Dr. Crinian is a professor at the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, where he is chair of the Environmental Medicine Department. He received his degree in naturopathic medicine from Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, in 1982 with their first graduating class. He then opened a family practice and began to specialize in allergies and in treating chronic health problems caused by environmental chemical overload. In 1985, Dr. Crinian opened the most comprehensive cleansing facility in North America for the treatment of chemically poisoned individuals. He is a favorite and frequent lecturer at both naturopathic and allopathic medical conferences. He has published several articles in peer-reviewed journals on the topic of environmental overload. Dr. Crinian has been on the board of directors of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and was the recipient of their first award for in-office research in 1999 and was awarded it a second time in 2002. He's taught at Bastyr University, the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, and the University of Bridgeport School of Naturopathic Medicine. In 2001, he appeared three times with Barbara Walters on ABC's The View and had a weekly health spot on Northwest Cable News from 1999 until 2003, giving viewers in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho up-to-date information on nutrition and health. He is also the author of the book entitled Clean, Green, and Lean. Dr. Crinian, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I would love for you to expand on my brief explanation of what environmental medicine is and what is this body of work that you have developed that has helped so many people recover from many, many different types of health problems.
Well, you know, when you started your intro, you said that I'd do a better job than you, but I don't know that that's true. You did an excellent job at it. You know, as a naturopathic physician, one of our basic principles that we operate out of in dealing with patients is treat the cause. And when the natural remedies that we're trained with stopped working in patients when they should have worked, and I'm looking for the cause, that's what got me into looking at the possible presence of environmental toxins. You know, you give somebody a nutrient that they're deficient in or a botanical medicine that should help them. You know, if they've got immune system problems and you're trying to boost the immune system and you give them the great immune boosters and it doesn't do any good, you have to ask yourself, why isn't it doing any good? And for so many people, I found the answer was that their bodies were burdened with environmental toxicants that suppressed the natural body function. And what was interesting is that when I did cleansing on them, you know, techniques to reduce their toxic burden, not only would they get better, but I wouldn't have to use the natural remedies to help their restore their body function. Their body would just naturally do it on its own. All I needed to do was get the cause removed, remove or lower that burden of environmental chemicals. It was really an amazing thing to watch. And also to see the breadth of illnesses, the common illnesses that we all have to deal with in our patients that were in fact strongly associated with a buildup of environmental chemicals rather than a deficiency of a certain nutrient. And so for me, that's what environmental medicine is all about, is really helping people recover from chronic illnesses that the medical model doesn't have good answers for by simply reducing their toxic load and letting their body then heal itself the way it was designed to.
Yeah, and oftentimes these environmental toxins manifests with symptoms that can masquerade as other conditions. So, and people may get a diagnosis of A or a diagnosis of B, whether that's from a natural doctor or a traditional doctor, get some type of treatment or intervention, yet they don't respond all that well. So can you give some examples of like some common symptoms or conditions that people experience when they're dealing with, you know, environmental toxin overload? I know the gamut is huge and almost any condition can be related to an environmental toxin issue, but are there key specific ones that you see or key specific presentations that are repeated over and over again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the big ones is autoimmunity. You know, we tend not to think about that as an environmental toxic-induced problem, but I've certainly seen that over the years that anybody with autoimmunity is very toxic. Lupus, I think, is a great example for that, that every doctor I know that does cleansing protocols has a huge list of lupus patients who have gotten better. It's really pretty much a slam dunk. Rheumatoid arthritis, the same way. And now what's interesting to me is I've seen this for years. The one group of medical diagnoses that I have seen 100% of my patients who had them get better with cleansing is autoimmunity. And now the medical literature is starting to wake up to that. Before that, I always thought, you know, what am I like in some kind of version of the Emperor's New Clothes? Why do I see this and no one else sees it? But now the medical literature is starting to say the same thing, that if your body is attacking itself, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, then you probably have a burden of environmental chemicals in you. Asthma and allergy, the rates of asthma and allergy have been going up dramatically around the world for the last couple of decades. And development of asthma and allergy is a classic presentation of what we term as immunotoxicity, where the buildup of toxicants in your body has adversely affected your immune system. So those are two very, very common problems that are strongly associated with environmental toxicant buildup.
Which is, you know, I think absolutely, you know, some I would consider groundbreaking revelations, considering when you look at conditions like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, when you look at the rates of, you know, hypothyroidism and the fact that 80% of women that have hypothyroidism have it due to this autoimmune condition, is really quite staggering. And to always be asking the question, well, why? You know, that's, as you know, that's what we were trained to do in naturopathic medical school. It's not just about giving somebody the right herb or the right nutrient. The true philosophy and basis of the medicine that we practice is to identify and treat the underlying cause. And the only way to get to the underlying cause is to continue to ask that question, why? You know, why are they fatigued? They have hypothyroidism. Why do they have hypothyroidism? It's due to autoimmune. Why are they have autoimmune? And that's where a lot of people stop. So to introduce the aspect of environmental medicine and the aspects of how to treat it with cleansing, I think is incredibly powerful. When we come back from the break, Dr. Crittenden, I would love for you to talk about some of the common routes of exposure and what people need to be looking out for when it comes to being exposed to environmental toxins and some of the ones that are the worst for disrupting health. And then I would also love for you to get into some of the treatments and cleansing programs that are some brief overviews of those programs you use to help people get well. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods
to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11, bringing you the best of information regarding your health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. I'm very excited about the show that we have going on. If you're just tuning in the first segment, I introduced my special guest, Dr. Walter Crinian, a naturopathic physician with over 30 years of experience, and specifically probably one of the most experienced physicians in North America when it comes to dealing with environmental medicine and helping people cleanse their body from environmental toxins. And we discussed in the last segment that environmental toxins can manifest with a host of very different types of conditions. One of some of the most common that Dr. Crinian says he has seen resolve in his practice when he works on detoxifying and cleansing programs are autoimmune conditions such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and autoimmune thyroid disorders, as well as asthma and allergy. And Dr. Crinian, as I was being a student in naturopathic school in Oregon, I saw you lecture several times and very familiar with a lot of your work. I know that you also had a lot of success dealing with some of the other mystery conditions like fibromyalgia. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. There are a group of rather new diagnoses that are all associated strongly with environmental chemical burden. Fibromyalgia is one of them. I have not yet met a fibromyalgia patient that did not have an environmental burden and that did not get better when we could do cleansing. Chemical sensitivity is another one where people get adverse physical, mental, or emotional responses to smelling chemical fumes. These are individuals that, you know, don't feel good when they walk down the soap aisle in the grocery store, or if they're in an elevator or a theater or a church with next to someone who's wearing perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they get a headache following a diesel truck down a roadway. And the third is chronic fatigue syndrome, all those are very tied together, very similar problems, symptom-wise, manifestation-wise, and are all very associated with an overload of environmental chemicals in their body.
Yeah, and it just, it makes so much sense when you think about so many different conditions. I even think this plays a huge role when it comes to people dealing with a relatively, you know, newer diagnosis that's been going on for many people, especially here on the East Coast, which is Lyme disease and some of the chronic infectious issues where, you know, what makes somebody susceptible? Why can one person have an exposure and have no symptoms and another person have an exposure to an infectious organism and be incredibly sick? Well, it has to do with their immune system. And maybe, as you've talked about, if your body is burdened with lots of different chemicals and environmental toxicants, your body's not going to be able to mount the kind of immune defenses and function properly to be able to keep those things under control. So this issue truly, I believe, is at the root of so many different health conditions. Now, Dr. Crinian, can you talk to us about, you know, where some of the worst environmental exposures occur? You know, I mean, I know, let's say you have somebody, and I've seen patients like this, they work in a chemistry laboratory and there was an accident and they got a massive exposure to some toxins and it triggered a major slide in illness. Can we talk about everyday exposures? What types of things do we need to be thinking about to help us and help our bodies live in a more balanced state like we were intended to?
Sure. Well, I've got a short little three-question quiz that all of your listeners can take. So if your listeners get ready for this, this is, you know, get out a pen or paper or something like that.
My paper and my pen is out. I'm ready.
Okay. So it's three questions. Answering yes to any of them means that you're exposed to environmental toxicants. All right? First, do you breathe air? Second, do you eat food? Third, do you drink water? I'm thinking of shortening it to do you have a pulse?
I was going to say, it really should be, are you alive?
Yes, because that really is the case, you know, for breathing. Let's just talk about breathing for a moment. It's one of these three bad habits that we all have, breathing, eating, and drinking. And in, you know, we tend to, whenever you see someone's doing a article about outdoor air pollution, they're going to show a smokestack or a plane spraying pesticide on a field. Okay, those are two classic, iconic pictures. And outdoor air pollution, of course, is a huge problem. So if you live in any urban area, the research is overwhelming about the health problems from the vehicular exhaust that's out there, diesel exhaust being a huge one. That's one of the big reasons right there, diesel exhaust, that the rates of asthma and allergy are going up so dramatically around the world.
And I've also seen some new research about higher rates of attention deficit disorder for kids that are raised near highways. Have you seen it?
Yes. Yeah. The closer people live to busy roadways, the more asthma allergy they have, the more fatigue, the more kids have problem with ADHD. Also, the greater their risk of adult onset diabetes and obesity. Mm. In any city, when the particulate matter, the fine soot from like diesel vehicles goes up, and the ozone level goes up, there are more people showing up at the emergency room for asthma. More people dying of heart attacks, the death rate just goes up. So we have a huge problem with our outdoor air pollution. Indoor air pollution is not really much better. It's just you're swapping the combustion products for solvents and plastics and the Scotch-guarded and Teflon materials. So from a solvent point of view, your home is your home air is your main exposure to solvents. Mm-hmm. From your building materials, you know, cooking with Teflon pans, using taking showers in chlorinated water, your carpet, your cleaning materials. Mm-hmm. So what I tell people to do is, number one, get your indoor air under control. That's in your control. The trucks outside in the roadway aren't in your control. But you can reduce your off-gassing in your home dramatically. And in my book, Clean, Green, and Lean, I actually have checklists that people can start going through and improving the air in their home. Now, ultimately, I recommend, it's a good idea after you do all the easy stuff, you might, and you're still sick, you might want to consider getting your carpet out. But getting an air filter, an air purifier in your home, a good quality one, is also makes dramatic changes for a lot of my patients. So the indoor air is a big deal. Outdoor air, there are supplements you should be taking to protect yourself from it. The big ones there are broccoli, any in the broccoli family, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, or extracts of those, and N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, along with vitamin C and E, are great ways to help protect you against damage from the outdoor air pollution. And then when it comes to food, that's our second greatest source of environmental chemical exposure, and this is where we get most of our pesticides from.
And this topic is always interesting to me because so many people still don't think that the whole movement for organic is still kind of, new agey, and the FDA says that the level of exposure we have to the pesticides on our food is safe, and that no way that eating, food that's grown properly and safely could pose any risk. And to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of overwhelming research pointing to the fact that eating food with pesticides on it poses a risk. So I really love your insight on this topic.
A number of years ago when my wife's family was over, I made dinner for everybody, and it was, all organic. And I told them, this is organic chicken, or organic, broccoli, and organic this and organic that, because for me it's like I'm buying organic. This is good stuff. Now there are studies, mostly done up in Washington State by Dr. Fenske's group, that have shown that when people change their diet to basically avoid what the Environmental Working Group in their website, EWG.org, has published as the Dirty Dozen, the most toxic fruits and vegetables, that when people avoid those, the levels of organophosphate pesticides in their urine drops dramatically. You can actually no longer be peeing out organophosphate pesticides. Now, organophosphate pesticides were first made in Germany in the 1930s for nerve gas agents for war. These are warfare nerve gas agents, and all pesticides kill bugs by knocking out the nervous system. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're taking these things in, and they're in your bloodstream, they're in your urine, and if you're a woman who is pregnant with a fetus that is growing and developing a nervous system, do you really want that child exposed to warfare nerve gas agents? I mean, really? The Environmental Working Group, their most toxic fruits and vegetables, and this is not from their research, this is government research. They're just making it available to the public in a way that the government doesn't. That one of the top ones, apples. Yeah. How many people eat apples all the time? Lettuce, potatoes, celery, cherries, peaches, bell peppers, cucumbers. These are all things that we consume all the time. I mean, they are the most commonly eaten foods. And I had a fellow that I've been working with for quite a while, chronic neurotoxicity. And he was referred to me after being treated for heavy metals for a long time and not getting any better. And I ran some tests on him. I did find that he had a lot of solvents in him, so we've been working with the solvent burden, because solvents are neurotoxins. We weren't getting the results that I wanted and I knew we should have. And so I had him tested for organophosphate pesticides. He had three of the organophosphate pesticides that were between 5 and 10 times the 95th percentile. Now, the Centers for Disease Control is doing studies on these levels in U.S. residents. 95th percentile means you have more than 95% of all the other Americans, so you're in the top 5% of toxicity. This guy had levels 5 to 10 times that. Where did he get it from? He did spinach and celery juice every morning.
Mm. But it wasn't organic.
It wasn't organic. He was getting it from Whole Foods. But people think, I just go to Whole Foods and whatever their produce is going to be good.
Right.
But he wasn't getting the organic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is unbelievable what it's out there. And the Environmental Working Group has a great website, EWG.org. And right there, you can click on the Dirty Dozen. And then they also have the Clean 15, which are the ones that are lowest in pesticide. I addressed this in my last show as well. It's a phenomenal resource. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Crinian, I'd like you to finish up the discussion about where we get the most amount of exposure. We've talked about, you know, the air we breathe, and we've talked about the water we drink and the foods that we eat. We're going to pick up that conversation. We're going to talk about some of your strategies for actually helping people to detoxify these toxins from their body and live a healthier, more balanced life. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been here for the last 45 years, providing you the best and most up-to-date information regarding health and wellness. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. The Village Green right now, through March 10th, is running their big top top brand sale on Pathway, Zymogen, Metagenics, and Thorne products at Nordic Naturals, 30% off. So don't forget to take advantage of that great opportunity to save some money on some of the best products that we have in our store. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Walter Crinian, a naturopathic physician and a leader in the field of environmental medicine. He truly has pioneered this work in both the naturopathic and allopathic medical community. In the last segment, we were discussing some of the places of exposure that you might have for getting exposed to these environmental toxins. And I know, Dr. Crinian, we have a lot more information to cover. So I'd love to pick up right where we left off at the end of the last segment and have you sort of continue this conversation of what are some of the worst types of things we expose ourselves to that lead to this potential for environmental toxicity and its expression in certain diseases.
Thank you. Well, you know, we talked about the air, the outdoor air and the indoor air. And we start talking about diet and about the most toxic fruits and vegetables where we get a lot of our organophosphate pesticides, which are the pesticides that are, you know, mostly in current use today. There's also the older class of pesticides, the chlorinated pesticides, that's DDT and all of its cohorts, its cousins and aunts and uncles. And those are called persistent because once in the body, they don't leave readily. Now, different from the organophosphate pesticides like on apples and peaches and celery and those things, those clear out of the body within 14 days. If you stop eating that stuff, your toxic level is going to drop dramatically, which is one of the nice things about those chemicals and then also the plasticizers, the phthalates that are in a lot of our cosmetics. If you just stop using them within a couple of weeks, your level of toxicants is going to drop like a rock. But not so for the chlorinated pesticides. These are biologically persistent. You get a load from your mom when you're inside her, and then you start adding to that, you know, as you go through life. Our greatest sources there start with non-organic dairy and meats. But the levels in the non-organic dairy and meats are dwarfed by the levels of these toxicants in farmed salmon. So that's also known as Atlantic salmon, and I have seen it also under other names, Scottish salmon, Norwegian salmon, BC salmon, but anything other than wild Alaskan salmon is going to have unbelievably high levels of these persistent chlorinated pesticides and another group of chemicals called polychlorinated biphenyls, which just hang around forever. The PCB level in your body from one meal of farm fish is going to last you 75 years. That's how long it's going to take to get out of your body, 75 years. And it causes a tremendous amount of health problems. If you're a mom who's pregnant and you're eating farm salmon because you think that the fish oil in the salmon is going to help your baby be smarter, the PCBs in that farm salmon are going to make it much more likely that your child is going to have a lower IQ and be ADHD. That's the power of the PCBs that they, you know, because fish oil will make your kids smarter, but if it's fish oil with the PCBs in it, it takes them the other way. That's how powerful the PCBs are.
So why are these substances included in the farming process? How are they getting, do you know where they're
in there from the feed, And this is interesting because a lot of fish is farmed now, you know, tilapia, it's all farmed. But there haven't been studies on these other farmed fish. So hopefully that will happen at some time soon, that they'll start measuring the levels of these toxins in other farmed fish as well. And then we'll find out. But it comes from the feed.
Mm. And I think it's really important that people understand that difference between farm-raised and wild salmon, and really making sure that if they're eating salmon, you know, I mean, I always knew that farm salmon was bad for you for a lot of different reasons, not even truly understanding the magnitude based on what you've just explained. There's a great resource called Vital Choice, is a small fishery out of Alaska that provides very high-quality wild Alaskan salmon, and lots of different resources. They have a website, www.vitalchoice.com, or you can also find a lot of sources of wild salmon at your local grocery stores, like the health food stores, usually frozen because it's not going to come in fresh. So, okay,
yeah,
Doctor.
Well, let me also give your listeners a key here. If they're going out and they're at a restaurant and it says that they're, you know, they got a salmon on the menu, and they might say, you know, a wild salmon or a Pacific salmon or something like that, you have to ask the waiter. If the waiter doesn't know, tell the waiter to go ask the chef what kind of salmon it is, because Alaskan salmon has different species. Atlantic salmon doesn't. Atlantic salmon is just salmon. Alaskan salmon, it can be red salmon, which I think is the tastiest. It can be silver salmon. It can be king salmon, also known as coho and chinook. So if they don't come back and say, well, it's red salmon or it's, you know, it's coho salmon or chinook salmon, then you're getting Atlantic salmon. So take that extra step and make sure that you ask, you know, for what kind really is it. When I was up in Alberta teaching the last month, one place came back and said, oh, it's spring salmon. I turned around and walked out of the restaurant.
That was it.
There isn't a spring salmon. I'm sorry.
So now we are getting a better understanding of where all of these toxicants come from. I mean, you know, we need to be careful with the food we eat, with the air we breathe, with the water we drink. All of these things are important, and it's basically impossible to avoid exposure to these things if you are alive today. So what do we do, Dr. Crinian, to help us, number one, you know, on a daily regimen? You mentioned broccoli and a few other vitamins which are important in helping us with some of the outdoor air pollutants. What are some things you can do to help your body deal with these toxins? And then I would really love for you to, before the show is over, get into some of the more intensive cleansing protocols or cleansing principles that you use to help people recover when they really are sick, when it's just beyond the point of, I'm generally healthy, I don't want to get sick, how can I reduce my exposure, to somebody who's been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or an autoimmune disorder or has severe asthma or allergy?
No problem. Well, the first step is always avoidance, to reduce your exposure. That's always the first step.
Which first starts with an education about where your exposure comes from. I assume your book, Clean, Green, and Lean, discusses a lot of these different routes of exposure and how to clean up your environment around you and regarding what you eat, what you drink.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that'd be a great resource for listeners. If you want a more education, that's the first place to start. And Dr. Crinian's book, Clean, Green, and Lean, would be a great place to start with that.
Yeah, and it's no longer in the bookstores. Barnes & Noble sent all theirs back to the publisher. But it is available on Amazon.com.
Great.
And it's also on, there's a little link to it on the front page of my website, CrinianMedical.com. It takes you right to the book. But I mentioned earlier the Centers for Disease Control has been doing these ongoing studies looking at level of toxicants in everybody. So they just came out with their fourth report about a year or so ago. So I sat down and opened up an Excel spreadsheet and started putting in every compound that was found ubiquitously in the population. Some of the chemicals weren't found that often, but the ones that were found all the time. And I made a list of them. And then I divvied it up and said, okay, now how many of these are persistent pollutants, like I mentioned, the chlorinated pesticides and the PCB, and therefore stay around in the body forever, versus the toxicants that are rapidly cleared from the body, like the organophosphate pesticides. And so these things that are rapidly cleared from the body, we didn't used to think they would cause a lot of problems because they leave the body so quickly. But if you're exposed to them every day, then there are levels of these things constantly in your blood, just like DDT. So I did a little math, and I found out that if you cleared up the food that you ate, your personal care products, and your indoor air in your home, you could reduce your level of toxicants circulating in your body by 85%.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
85%. So getting back to, now I didn't talk about, I mentioned personal care products, but phthalates are, these plasticizers are in a lot of personal care products. 100% of fragrances have phthalates in them. And that also, the phthalates are also associated with, you know, when kids are exposed to phthalates in utero, in mom, they also end up with a lower IQ and neurologic problems. They end up with adults with high level of phthalates in them. In men, the higher the level of phthalates in them, the bigger their belt size is. It causes obesity. And we didn't talk yet about the farmed salmon and their relationship to obesity and adult onset diabetes. But many of these things that are so easy for us to avoid, if we would avoid them, I tell you, you know, your listeners, if they would just do this, you know, within a month or two, I bet they would feel far better than they are feeling right now. Their energy would come up, their brain would clear. You know? Yep. If you're dealing with, why can't I lose this weight? You have to start looking at the toxicants that you're exposed to.
Absolutely.
If you're complaining because your brain isn't working the way that you'd like to, then you've got to look at this stuff.
So all very, very good points. And I guess what we're going to get out of this is if you're relatively healthy, the place to start is start simple. Look at the food that you're eating. Go to the Environmental Working Group website and look at what the dirty dozen is and start avoiding those foods. If you're eating fish or you're eating meat, look at the foods that you're eating and buy organic or buy wild-raised fish. And there are issues with that as well because certain fish like swordfish, tuna, shark, large predator fish are going to be very high in mercury. So you have to be very careful with seafood these days. Buying organic chicken, turkey, and other organic meats is a good way to avoid it. Organic dairy. And then cleaning up your home. The first thing to do, if you have somebody coming into your house once every month to spray inside your house for pesticides and pests like spiders and bugs and, you know, cave crickets and millipedes, stop them spraying inside your house. You do not want to be exposed to those things. Find natural things that can help keep pest levels down. If you're spraying outside your home, that's another issue, but don't let those people inside your house. Also, your cleaning chemicals, the bleaches, the Cloroxes, the heavy, heavy cleaning chemicals to scrub your toilets, your sinks, your floors, your mirrors that have ammonia in them, get those out of your home. Natural cleaning products work just as well as those, but they don't expose you to those toxins. When you're buying furniture, try and buy real wood, not pressed wood. Carpet is a huge exposure risk for volatile organic chemicals and other types of formaldehydes. Get the carpet out of your home or don't get new carpet installed. The other one that is so easy these days, when I first moved into my house 6 years ago and had to repaint it, I had to drive to 5 paint stores to find the no VOC paint. If you are repainting any room in your house, do not buy the paint with the volatile organic chemicals. Every major home improvement outlet now sells a no or low VOC VOC paint. Get a good water filter. There's very good resources. We can steer you to one at the Village Green, but if you don't use a filter, your body is the filter. Those are the basic steps for cleaning it up, and as Dr. Crinian expressed, can reduce your pesticide and chemical load by 85% within 4 weeks. So when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about some of the other intensive therapies you use to help people that are already pretty sick, and we can wrap up this conversation. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're wrapping up our discussion with Dr. Walter Crinian on environmental medicine and environmental toxins. In the last segment, we were wrapping up some of the different exposure routes and discussing some other aspects of where these things come from and how to reduce your exposure. In this segment, Dr. Crinian, I would love for you to go ahead and share with us some of your best clinical pearls in helping people that are really sick from environmental exposures. They already have autoimmune disease, already have some asthma and allergy issues that are pretty severe. And I know based on your 30 years of clinical work and your detailed experience in this field, you have helped many of these people significantly improve their health with conditions that they were told were only going to be able to be managed, never really cured, or only managed with invasive medications. And by detoxing, people have enjoyed very incredible benefits in their health. So please share with us some of your most important pearls when it comes to helping people who are already manifesting with illness.
Well, one of the best treatments, the single best therapy that I've got to take people who have serious health problems, you know, serious morbidity with, you know, like bad rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, really serious health problems, a bad chemical sensitivity, and get them feeling better within just a couple weeks. Not totally better, but that they can see this is, oh, I'm on the right path now. This is really working. The best treatment I've got is colonic irrigations, which is...
Can you briefly explain that? Because we don't have a lot of time, but I don't think people understand a lot of time what colonic irrigation is and how it's different from something like an enema. And there's a lot of stigma around that type of therapy that people are uncomfortable with. Can you just briefly...
Dr. Oz came out a while back and said it was, you know, bad therapy. He just doesn't understand it. Anybody who's been doing colonic irrigations knows, number one, it's safe. They even did a huge study in England looking at all the people who did colonic irrigations. Not only were there no health complications, no health problems, but that group of people enjoyed better health than the rest of Great Britain did. It's a safe therapy. It's done with a gravity-fed machine that introduces water through your entire colon and allows your liver to dump toxic stuff and get it out of the body in water, because normally 97% of these fat-soluble toxins are reabsorbed. They're recycled back into your bloodstream. Yeah. Colonics allows them to get out of the body. And I have these people with severe toxicity. I tell them, I want you to do 2 colonics a week for the next 3 weeks. And typically by the end of the first week, they feel the improvement. By the second week, they're definitely going, my God, this is really helping. I finally found something that would help. And then they just have to keep doing as many as they need to keep feeling better. But yeah, it works dramatically.
Thank you. And that's the biggest misconception, is that it's getting things out of the colon, like the stool, and that is not it. The colon hydrotherapy and irrigation causes a reflex dumping of toxins from the liver, and that's where the benefit occurs. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so let's go, let's move on.
So then the best things I want people to do, there are 3 natural agents that increase the amount of these persistent toxicants in the toilet. First one's brown rice or rice bran fiber. You can get it at health food stores in a fiber supplement. The next one is chlorophyll. Any green vegetable or chlorella, the more green you get, the more toxins in the toilet. And the last one is green tea. The more green tea you drink, the more bad toxicants, PCBs, DDE, dioxins, get in the toilet. 3 simple, easy things to do. And there are enough types of green tea out there, you can definitely find one that tastes good for you.
And is organic.
Well, with the green tea, you don't need that.
Okay, can you explain why?
Tea does not have a lot of toxicants in it. The studies have never found a lot of toxicants in tea.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got rice bran to help as a fiber supplement. We have the chlorophyll or chlorella. And please understand, if you're shopping for one of these, it's a good idea to find and do some research on a high-quality one. I know with chlorella, one of the reasons why it helps the body dump toxins is because it acts as a magnet and almost soaks them up. So if it's not grown in an environment that's pretty clean, it can soak up toxins from around the environment. So there are a few brands, ones that I've mentioned before. Chlor Energy is a good one. There's also a company called BioPure, which also makes a very nice clean chlorella supplement that you can feel confident with, and chlorophyll supplements are out there as well. We have many different good ones at the Village Green, and as Dr. Crinian also mentioned, green tea. Can you talk a little bit about far infrared saunas? Is that a therapy that you've seen be helpful?
Yeah, not as a standalone. The saunas are great for cardiovascular issues as a standalone, but the first step to get for people to get better really is colonics. The saunas, once you start getting your ability to get these fat-soluble toxins leaving the bowels, then you can safely do the saunas, because while you do get some toxicants in your sweat, all the toxicants from inside your body are dumped into your bloodstream. They go right back to the liver.
Gotcha.
And then the same thing, they're going to get recycled again. So if you're going to do saunas, you got to make sure you're doing colonics or a lot of the rice bran fiber, a lot of the chlorophyll, as many green leafy vegetables as possible, and make sure a lot of them are from the brassica family, the broccoli, cabbage, kale, cauliflower, because that also has nutrients in it, in the brassica family vegetables, that helps your liver deal with the toxicants.
Excellent. Dr. Crinian, it's time to wrap up. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. I want to remind everyone, if you're interested in reading Dr. Crinian's book, Clean, Green, and Lean, you can purchase it on Amazon.com, or you can get it on his website, which is
crinianmedical.com.
Dr. Crinian, thank you so much again for being on the show with us today.
It was absolutely delightful.
All right, everybody, that wraps up today's show. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health, and I will see you all in just a few weeks.